Exercise 2, page 28. Speaker 1.
I'm sure you've noticed that the adverts you see online these days are often personalised. If you've been looking at London hotel websites, you'll see adverts for London hotels. Many people feel that on computers that are used by more than one person, this kind of advertising takes away privacy. If you agree, don't go away, because shortly we're going to find out how to block personal adverts from an internet expert.
Speaker 2.
Advertising's not all bad. I think billboard posters really brighten up towns and cities. I don't know anything about art, but I think some of them are quite artistic. There's a billboard on my route to work that changes quite regularly, and I enjoy keeping an eye on it. It's interesting that often the most visually interesting adverts are for products that appeal to the senses of smell or taste, like perfume or chocolate.
Speaker 3.
You can choose to ignore most kinds of advertising. I hardly ever see TV ads now, for example, because most of the shows I watch are recorded and I skip the adverts. But there's one form of advertising that I can't avoid and I hate it. I subscribe to a magazine and every week it arrives full of loose adverts inserted by the publisher. They fall over the floor and it's so annoying. I would never use a company that advertises that way. They're not getting any of my cash.
Speaker 4.
There's a radio station in my city that plays exactly my kind of country music. But it's a commercial station and you hear 4 or 5 adverts after every few songs. The annoying thing is that you hear the same ads over and over again. It wouldn't be so bad if there was a variety of ads. Unfortunately, it's the only station I can get that plays my favourite music.